of the Get Shit Done in IT podcast. My name is Michael Seidel, and we have now reached part 3 of our MVP series, and it's the last one. And the question or the topic of this episode is, how long are you an MVP? So we talked about how to become an MVP. We talked about the advantages. So, and you finally now made it to be an MVP. And what does it mean for your future? So maybe a little bit of background. So, or maybe the short answer, you are entitled to name yourself an MVP for exactly 1 year. Okay, that's it. A little bit longer answer is, I think at least the time I was nominated and elected as an MVP, I think it lasts a few more years, that system, that changed. For my time, I'm a so-called October MVP. Because back then in 2015 and some more years after this time, Microsoft had the rhythm of elect MVPs 4 times a year. So each quarter. So January, April, July, October. Always on the first of those months. And so there are January MVPs, there are October MVPs. And the difference for today was your re-nomination and your re-election was also on the same day 1 year later. So as I was elected on 1st of October 2015, my re-nomination and re-election was on 1st October 2016, 2017 and 2018. And at that time around, I'm not sure exactly what year it was, Microsoft changed the system. And now there's one time a year where existing MVPs are re-nominated. And that's the 1st of July. And the other change is that new MVPs can be elected from Microsoft each first day of each month. So you have 12 possibilities a year to get first elected as an MVP, but the re-election, the re-nomination is done once a year for all MVPs, and that's the 1st of July. And that's the case when you follow social media on that day, or maybe the day before, and the same day and the day after, you see a lot of MVP buzz and MVP hashtag posts. Because that's where the MVPs got nervous and waiting for the inbox and hitting F5 to see if that famous email is coming in or not. Okay, so you can see if you remember on 1st of July, 2 months around. If you remember, follow social media and there will be a lot of MVP buzz and nothing else. So for all the MVPs waiting for the renewal, that's the technical side. So every July, you can get re-elected as an MVP. But what does it take? Community work. So we can do it short and switch back to episode 46 or how do you become an MVP? And that's what you have to do. That's it. It sounds easy, but it is a lot of work. You have to continue your work in the community. That's it. Nothing else. The only difference is in the technical side. So as I said, how to become an MVP, some other MVPs have to nominate you and then Microsoft will ask you, what have you done the last year? And then you will be elected or not. The difference as an active MVP is that Microsoft asks you around the beginning and then you have to prove what you have done until the 1st of March. So Microsoft is asking you, are you willing to be renominated as an MVP? So it's your decision if you want to be an MVP again or not, or you want to follow the process and everything. And if you decide yes, then you have to prove what have you done the last year. Okay, so that's the same as to become an MVP. You have to do your community work. And that's also the same, I think what I told in two sessions, two episodes before, and then in an episode half a year ago, that you don't keep that pace if you don't love the community work. If you decide you want to be an MVP because it's cool to be an MVP, forget it. If you like or love and have the passion of doing all those community stuff we talked 2 episodes ago, conferences, blog posts, webinars, mentoring, podcasts, whatever, if you love that stuff, then go for it. But don't do it only for the title, because you can't keep the pace. Okay? I had a similar example, but I have a different one now. I was accepted for Experts Live Netherlands in June. It is on, I think, on the 2nd of June. It's a Tuesday. And a few days later, I got the email that I also was accepted for Call-Up Days Madrid 2 days later. So that means I have 2 sessions. I live in Austria, for those who don't know. So I have to travel to Amsterdam by plane. Travel from Amsterdam to Utrecht, by train. Do my session, back with the train to the airport, fly to Madrid, have the session there, back to the airport, Madrid, home to Linz. 4 days off. Okay, so I have 2 sessions, and it's not about complaining. It's just about seeing what is in the background. I have 2 sessions. I need to prepare those sessions. Okay, so one is a workshop. The other one is a session. I have to prepare the session. So I have to put maybe half a day or day before the event starts to prepare the session. I have travel time 4 days for 2 sessions in different places. So to make those 2 sessions, I spent in total around 5 days. 5 days away from my family, 5 days away from my kids, five days away from my girlfriend, 5 days away from my home, 5 days away from my business. I think I mentioned it in previous episodes. I have my own company. We sell a product. We sell our consulting. So 5 days with very limited time and possibilities to run my business. And once again, it's not about complaining. It's just about seeing the background. And don't forget, paying the flight by myself. The hotels, I think for both conferences, are paid for the conference, but only 1 night, and I have to stay 3 nights away or 4 nights. So I have to pay the hotel. I have to pay the flight. I have to pay the train. I miss my business and everything. That is a lot of time and money you have to spend to do those community work. And if you're not doing it because you love it, and I really love and enjoy to see those people in different places and everything. So it's, once again, not about complaining, but to see the background. And if you don't love this stuff, you will not last very long in that community MVP business stuff around. Okay, it's, if you're just doing it for the MVP title, it will be a lot of money you spend, a lot of time you spend just to name yourself an MVP. And what you see, or maybe what you heard in the last episode, there is no that monetary advantage or any advantage what will cover that time and money you have to spend to do all those things. So don't start to the MVP stuff if you don't love and have the passion for the community. And that's it. It's a very long explanation, but it's very simple in my opinion. Don't do it for the title. It isn't worth the effort. Do it because you love the community stuff. Then it's absolutely okay and go for it. But don't do it just for the title. Okay, that's it. This was our special three episodes about all the MVP stuff. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's a little bit more inside. What does it mean to be an MVP or become an MVP and everything? If you have any questions, let me know. This podcast is about questions. It is about how to do this, how to become this, how to solve this, whatever. Everything related to IT, to be more productive in IT and everything. So ping me on LinkedIn, write me your questions, send me a voice message. It is not mandatory to be named in the podcast episode. So just drop me your questions and I will let you know, or ask you if I can name or mention your name. So don't be afraid. Let me know. Send me your questions. I'm really happy to answer those questions. So go ahead, ask them. And we are now at the end. I wish you a nice Monday. I wish you a happy week, a nice week, a good week. Stay productive and bye-bye. If you enjoy this podcast, if it brings you joy, provides value, and you perhaps even listen to it on a regular basis, then I have a request for you today. I need your support to help the podcast grow and reach more people. What you can do is very simple. Subscribe to it on your preferred platform, leave me a comment, a rating if you liked an episode, and share it on social media. I want to reach every IT professional out there and help them better organize themselves. And I'm extremely grateful if you help me with this.